right, Coach. I know gearing up for state meet. That is your place out in the Panhandle. Hey, you've been right top five last couple of years. This team's got the makings of another top five finish, but you guys want to win it this year, don't you?
Well, we'd certainly like to, but, you know, we're young. It seems like every year we keep graduating some, you know, three or four seniors, but luckily we rebound because kids love the game of golf and want to play. So we're peaking at the right time. We're playing better, and hopefully we can get the ball in the hole and play with confidence, and we'll see if we give it a shot. Like you said, it's been a great last three or four years being the top five, and you know, we're trying to get one, but we're gonna have to play well. The Class B is really deep this year.
Tell you, that district over Jack Rabbit Run was one for the ages, if you want to say. You know, three, you know, you're right in there, and Elkhorn North and McCook's at 306. Wow, what a three team race that was.
You know, we knew coming in, we also saw, you know, we saw Elkhorn North and McCook, and we knew how strong they were, and you know, golf's like one of those things. You can't play a lot of defense, so you don't set up that. You got to set up for your own game. But you know, even Holdridge and O'Neill, we'd seen them shoot, you know, 309 to 320 a few times this year. So, and if golf's tough like that, you get one day, and anything can happen on one day. Get rolling, and quite honestly, we had our, you know, one of our top 2 days of the year, and so I think that's, you know, reason why, like in the late 1990s or mid to late 1990s, they switched state to 2 days, and they kind of tried to make this happen with their Serpentine in the district, but. One day in golf, a lot of things can happen, and so we were fortunate that we played well, and I think the best three teams came out of that district to come represent over in Gearing.
You mentioned you're peaking at the right time. Was it a slow start to the spring for you a little bit?
We were really deep. You know, we had one kid that kind of stands out, Noah Shattuck, who won the district, and he's kind of come along. We had to work on a few things, and then we literally have 10 kids that one day they'll shoot 76, and the next day they'll shoot 86, and then it's just really, really close, and they're really young, so it's kind of in between getting some varsity experience, putting them at the right time. I like to throw them kind of the wolves a little bit, but not so much late in the year. We got some, you know, three other seniors that are really good players, been, you know, kind of hit or miss on making the team, but we did so many qualifiers. It was hard, so I kind of put it on the kids to qualify the team, and we kind of have a, you know, regiment that we do for qualification. But we played a lot, and where I kind of would like to strengthen, I'm more used to, is we needed a little bit more practice and touch up just to the fundamentals of golf. And the last couple weeks, I held a couple kids out of a couple tournaments because they had something to work on that was going to take more than 2 or 3 days, and they couldn't just run at the course. So they made a commitment and trusted in me that I would show them how to get it done, and the other coaches as well, and they really had to work on it. And it was stressful. Golf's hard. You know, it doesn't just happen right away, but I said, if we want to make it to the next level, this has to happen, and you got to fix it. And it's not something you can just do 1 or 2 days, head to the course and go. So, you know, we trust each other, and they trusted us in the last two tournaments, last few weeks. We just, because of it, honestly, it's just simple fundamentals. Just get them ingrained. We took off. And that needs to be done early in the year, but again, we're just so deep. You know, our JV team just got second in a couple tournaments, and they're really young freshmen and sophomores. And you know, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but because of that, we probably played more qualifyings than practice when we should have, and that's on me.
Monument Shadows, you know that course, and your kids know it really well. That's got to be an advantage, a big advantage for your kids in this 2-day state tournament.
You know, we get over there a few times. I wouldn't say a ton. You know, we play a lot of Scottsdale Country Club, but this last week, because of it, you know, this rain hasn't certainly helped because it's been pouring so much, and just like today, even the golf courses, it was closed all morning, and it's closed the carts this afternoon, which, of course, doesn't bother us, but it's, I mean, you know, everything's been a puddle lately, but it doesn't hurt when you have seniors that get out of school a little bit earlier. NSA backed the week off for golf this year, so everything's 1 week behind. And so this last, you know, 2 weeks, they hadn't heard that those kids can go play the course four times and practice over there a little bit and kind of get comfortable. So it is one thing that's really important, and you don't think about it a lot, but a lot of great coaches, they want to play the exact same time they think they're going to play. They don't want to be on a flight. They don't want kids taking naps on buses and all that kind of stuff when they would not usually. usually take a nap, and so we're able to stay kind of in our realm, and we're going to get our own beds and play and be comfortable, and we're going to go out, and you don't have to worry about kids staying up extra late, watching movies, hanging out, having a good time, and it's about memories, but for us, it's business. And then, you know, we go on a trip, the school's not paying for us to go on trips to just go have a good time, like it's a vacation. We're going on business, and the reason why is we want to be productive. And we have athletes on our team, they play other sports, and they like winning, and if you don't have a horse in the race, you don't got a lot of a chance, much of a chance, and I think that's why we're kind of riding at the right time.
Well, talking with the coaches, some of the coaches, Elkhorn North and Norris and Pius, and even Coach Sauter over at York, they're starting to come on, and Coach Petroski and yourself, wow, I mean, this is going to be fun to watch for 2 days, isn't it?
Yeah, anybody wants to come out and watch good golf, there's kids that can get it around. You know, of course, you know, with Bellevue West and some of the Class A schools, they're pretty top-heavy this year. But even in the seeding, a lot of our seedings, and I mean, some of the teams that were 3rd, 14, 15, and the Serpentine would have been 7, 8, 9. So Class B's really deep this year. The first four schools of Class A are probably top-heavy, the best of the best. But as far as just tough to get in this year, and the reason you have a Serpentine to be able to do it is Class B it's loaded. And anything can happen, and that makes it exciting, and it should be that way because, you know, that's why we play sports, and kids are going to learn from it, and we're certainly excited. I know we're kind of on the outside looking in, but